Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now from Locked On Warriors, Wes Goldberg, for in-depth coverage of the NBA draft. Be sure to tune into Locked On's live NBA Draft 2021 coverage. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock our time today, available for streaming on the Odyssey app and on Odyssey.com. A pleasure to welcome Wes Goldberg back to the show. Wes, as far as potential dub deals, is this, as far as you can tell, is this maybe coming right down to the pick, right down to the wire, as far as what Bob Myers may end up doing?
As far as I can tell, that's exactly what's going to happen. And look, Bob Myers has said over the last couple of years, right, even going back to last year when they took James Wiseman number two, and they were pretty open to dealing that pick as well, that they don't believe they have to make a decision until they're literally on the clock and it's ticking down to zeros, right? Like, they want to see every single offer that comes across their table. And on Monday, speaking with during his usual pre-draft news conference, he said, like, he doesn't expect the real good offers to start coming in until, you know, basically last night and today. So I'm sure there are things that he's weighing. I'm sure he's getting phone calls. I'm sure they have a board of deals that they may want to be willing to make. But I also think that they want to see what happens, right? Like, they want to see who is there at seven. Who knows what's going to happen in this draft? We all have seen the mocks, and we think we know what's going to happen, but surprises can happen all the time. Maybe somebody lands at seven that they just can't turn down, and they decide they don't want to move that pick. So I think they want to know exactly what their options are, and if there's something on the table that is better than whoever's there at number seven, then I'd expect them to go ahead and take that offer.
Do you get the sense that if they pick at 7 and 14 and they end up keeping those players, that they'll want older, more experienced players?
That's my sense. I don't know that older is – well, actually, let me rephrase that. I don't know that older or is necessarily a prerequisite. I think that they don't want to take a complete project, right, at 7 or at 14. Like, there is – an acknowledgement that they need to get something out of whoever it is that they take at 7 and 14. So you could look at the older guys like Chris Duarte and Davion Mitchell and say, all right, these guys are seasoned. We know we expect them to be professionals and adults in what could be a very intimidating locker room setting, right, with three stars, with Steph and Draymond and Clay. Don't take that for granted. That matters. And we know what we can get out of these guys. And if you're Steve Kerr, I think that's what you're lobbying for is, like, you just went 2 years not really knowing what your rotation is. You know, 2 years ago, after Steph broke his right hand, you didn't know what that roster was. Last year, like, how much experimenting did we see with lineups and stuff like that? Like, at some point after missing the playoffs for 2 years, you have to acknowledge that you just need guys that you know what to do with and you know what they can do. You know they can contribute in a positive way right away. But I also don't think that they want to just completely bypass upside. There's also an acknowledgement that, hey, if everything goes to plan this offseason, that they're not going to be picking this high again in the draft for the foreseeable future. So there's also a chance to get a guy here that you otherwise wouldn't be able to get. So, like I said, I don't think that they want to take a complete project because they're not going to be able to coax the most out of that guy. But I think that they want to find somebody with a relative amount of upside here at number seven.
Wes, would Jonathan Kuminga, if he's on the board at number seven, be too much of a project? What's the sense you get on him? Or would that be, all right, we're open for business if you're the Warriors as far as who wants to come up and try and draft this kid?
I think Kuminga is definitely in consideration at number seven. I think it depends on why he's there at number seven, meaning who does Oklahoma City take at 6? What is Orlando doing at 5? What is Toronto doing at 4? And who is Kuminga also on the board with there at number 7? I think there is a scenario where they do take Kuminga. I think there's a scenario if Kuminga's there at number 7, there could be an opportunity for somebody to trade up to them at number 7. Like, that to me is one of the options where they could, you know, conceivably trade down if there's a team like Memphis or San Antonio or Indiana or one of those teams that wants to move up from the end of the lottery up to the top half and grab a guy with star potential the way that Kuminga has it. I don't think that the Warriors are going to be able to get that all-star potential out of Kuminga. This is a guy who needs a couple of years of real seasoning, and I don't think the Warriors have that, right? Like, you can, like, I guess you could theoretically play him in the G League for a year, but he just did that and his stock dropped, didn't go up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know how helpful that's going to be. I think there's a portion of that ownership group and front office and decision-making group that likes Kuminga, that likes the idea of maybe getting your future all-star here for when Steph and Clay and Draymond age out of their primes. But I also think that as we get closer to this thing, there's just other guys who are starting to pass Kuminga on big boards across the NBA, right? There's a reason why Kuminga is falling, okay? Like, this idea that he has so much upside and all this stuff and that he's this valuable at 7, if he was all that valuable, he probably wouldn't be there, right? So there might be some other guys who have a bunch of upside that can contribute more immediately, but this is sort of the decision that they're going to have to make when they're there at number 7 and seeing who else is available.
Yeah, I think there's two strikes against Kuminga from the Warriors' standpoint. One, his stock is falling, as you described, Wes. Also, he's a questionable fit given the way he plays. Wes Goldberg with us, host of the Locked On Warriors pod. So, Wes, I like Franz Wagner. These jackals, my, you know, quote-unquote partners, they've been coming after me for days on that. That's neither here nor there. How much do the Warriors like Franz Wagner?
They like him a lot. I think he's definitely a real consideration there at number 7. Like, that's one of the hot names that we've been hearing. And I think the reason why is because his pre-draft process was so secretive, right? Like, this is a guy who didn't participate in the draft combine in Chicago a few weeks ago, was very selective in the workouts that he would participate in. And we have been hearing for weeks that his floor is probably somewhere at, like, number 10 or 11. Then it comes out that Sacramento may have a promise to him if they can't move out of that. And then, as I reported earlier this week, the Warriors were one of the few teams that did secure a workout with Wagner. And so I think they're really impressed by him. I think they really like his versatility. You could see him very, like, of all the guys that are kind of in the conversation here at number 7, he's sort of the guy who you can imagine a closing lineup with, right? Like, you could see him playing alongside Steph, Clay, Wiggins, and Draymond Green in a five-man unit to close games, where you can't really do that with the other guys that are being talked about here. He played 2 years at Michigan, but he's 19. He's the age of most freshmen in this draft. So there's still some upside there with him. He apparently grew an inch or two since college, so that's helpful too. And he's a guy who you could, if you're Steve Kerr, you're confident, could play some sort of role for you right away. I think Wagner is kind of the best of both worlds for them at number 7.
How much does the slow development, quote unquote, of James Wiseman affect the need for an impact player in this draft?
I don't know that it affects it all that much. I there's a reason why the Warriors revamped their player development staff, right? Like, they know they need to get more out of Wiseman, and even guys like Jordan Poole and whoever they pick here at 7 and 14, if they hang on to them. They know that they need to improve their player development, and so I don't think that they would shy away from taking a guy who they know they're going to have to improve here. But like I said, there's levels to it, right? You don't want to take a complete project. For Wiseman, I think they overestimated or underestimated, I should say, how hard it was going to be to sort of fold him into everything as a rookie. So I think they learned from that experience. Right, I think they learned that, hey, we can't take a guy who basically played 3 years in college and is going to need a lot of work. And so, yeah, it probably impacted how they go about draft, who they pick. But I don't know if it impacts, like, the positions that they're going to pick. Right, like, I don't think that they're looking at James Wiseman and saying, hey, we can't take somebody because we have James Wiseman. I just think that they've learned from their experience last year and recognize that they need to improve the process of getting these guys acclimated.
Wes Goldberg with us here on 95.7 The Game. One more for you, Wes. As far as a trade for a vet, any chance today, any chance that there might be a way for the Warriors to trade the picks for a veteran? And if so, who might we be talking about?
I think there's certainly a chance, right? Like, we've heard all the names, Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, Ben Simmons. Between Beal and Lillard, it doesn't sound like those guys are going to get moved today, right? Like, that seems like a little bit more of a more complicated, longer process. So that might be something that happens closer to the regular season, right? Like, we've seen these superstar trades go into the regular season, like, you know, like last year with James Harden. So, you know, I don't think there's a timetable on those things. Ben Simmons could be dealt. We're seeing reports already that the Sixers would love to deal him before tonight's draft. I just don't know that. I don't know that the Warriors have what it takes to get that kind of deal done. I don't really know what their appetite is if they want to pay that high of a price for Ben Simmons, and there'd have to be a third team involved because I don't think the Sixers want what the Warriors have. So then you kind of go down to that next tier. All right, well, Pascal Siakam is a name that we've heard. Would Toronto be interested in moving Siakam for more draft picks? Do they want to completely, you know, rebuild and reshape that roster? You know, would they be interested in number seven and James Wiseman for Pascal Siakam or something like that? Like, that to me is interesting. I think you would have to include Andrew Wiggins for salary matching purposes and that kind of deal. So, look, I think that all these names that have been floating around make sense. Maybe you see something smaller. Maybe you see a team like Memphis try to move up from 10 to 7 and they throw in, you know, a solid sort of bench guy like a Kyle Anderson or a DeAnthony Melton. You know, maybe that's something that comes across Bob Myers' desk. I think there's a chance we could see something happen. But when asked about this on Monday, Bob Myers said, hey, I think I'm going to be picking at 7-14, but we'll see how these offers come in. Don't get mad at me if that's not the case. I think that there's plenty of room to move, and who knows what's going to happen. But you asked me if there's a chance, and yeah, I guess I would say there is a chance.
All right. For all things Golden State Warriors, subscribe to Locked On Warriors on the Odyssey app, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Wes Goldberg, thanks, brother. We appreciate it. We look forward to your coverage, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.